In economics, like most scientific fields, most research is published in English. In the last 5 years, the world's top business universities have been pushing to make English the teaching tongue in a calculated strategy to raise revenues by attracting more international students and as a way to respond to globalization. Revenue is very important, and in order to provide good services, universities need larger numbers of international students. Over the last 3 years, the number of master's programs offered in English at foreign universities has more than doubled to 3,300 programs at 1,700 universities. The trend is a natural consequence of globalization, with English functioning as Latin did in the 13th century as the lingua franca most used by universities. English is also spreading to the undergraduate level, with some South Korean universities offering up to 30% of their courses in the language. Officials at Ewha Women's University in Seoul are aware that they face a difficult task at the first stage of their Global 2010 project, which require new students to take 4 classes in English. Students are very good on written tasks, but there is a lot of reticence on oral communication and talking with the teacher. Getting students to feel comfortable speaking English in the classroom is easier said than done, and when younger students start a required course in organizational analysis, the atmosphere is marked by long, uncomfortable silences. At the beginning, teaching courses in English may be less efficient or effective in terms of knowledge transfer than those courses taught in Korean, but students markedly improve their oral skills. The aim for this kind of program is to prepare and equip them to be global leaders in this new era of internationalization. English is the language for international teaching and allows students to be able to study any place in the world, and for students from any country to go everywhere.